Utah lawmakers say they will look more into new rules on e-cigarettes in the state after the industry said they could be in trouble. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our live team coverage. Your voice, your vote. Mary?
Brian, a legislative committee heard testimony from the president of the Utah Smoke-Free Association. He says most of the nicotine oils sold in Utah come from out of state or overseas and can't comply with these new rules. But the deputy director of the Utah Health Department, Robert Rolfs, also told lawmakers that there is time for everything to work out.
And you impose regulation on a new industry, there's going to be some shaking out and some, you know, adjusting that has to occur, and I don't think it's possible to predict exactly how that will occur. Imposing regulation on a previously largely unregulated industry will affect that industry. There were, and in my judgment, remain wide estimates of the impact on those businesses.
The regulations include childproof caps and limits on the amount of nicotine, but especially a warning label on the container. Lawmakers did say it seems the rule is not ready for prime time. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Continues our live team coverage. Your voice, your vote. Mary?
Brian, the new rules that are scheduled to take effect next year ask for warning labels on the oils used in e-cigs, limit the concentration of nicotine, and require childproof caps. But e-cigarette shops in Utah say they get almost all of their liquids from outside of Utah or from overseas, and this would basically ban all of that. The Utah Health Department says there's plenty of time to adjust and comply with the rule before next July. Lawmakers on the committee that heard all of this yesterday say they want to look into it further. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.